Hello, human family. I'm Jocelyn, and I am grateful you're here. Welcome to the Starting with Gratitude podcast. This is a safe space intended to host heart-centered conversations exploring all topics of the human and spiritual experience. Every conversation starts with gratitude and remains rooted in gratitude. After you listen, make sure to join the community by subscribing and sharing. I am so happy you have joined us. It's your girl, your host, Jocelyn, y como siempre, I am so grateful you are here, and I am so grateful for this conversation that you and I are about to have. And I'm so grateful as well for the growth that this podcast community has experienced since I first launched this podcast, which was at the beginning of 2021. For all of you who have been listening since the beginning, for those of you who have been listening for months now, for those of you who have just joined, thank you so, so much for being here. Thank you for gifting this podcast a chance. Thank you for all the shares, for the recommendations, for all of you who have left a review and a rating on Apple Podcasts. Thank you so, so, so much. If you enjoy this podcast, if you would like to witness this podcast grow and expand, y'all, I am telling you, your girl has some visions for this podcast that I am so excited to bring to life. I already know they're going to be brought to life. However, it's going to take some time. Your girl has been building this podcast all on her own, but the vision is clear. And what's most important to me are you all, the listeners, the guests, the community that is what's making this podcast a success, is what's making this podcast fulfill its highest potential. So I really just thank you from the bottom of my heart. I honestly feel like creating this podcast is one of the best decisions, the best investments I have ever made in my life. And for those of you who have not left a rating or review on Apple Podcasts, please head on over to Apple Podcasts and type in Starting with Gratitude. Scroll down on the Starting with Gratitude page and you'll find the stars and comment box waiting for you to share a rating and review. That helps so much in gifting more traffic to this podcast. It helps people on Apple Podcasts find the podcast because y'all, there are so many podcasts out there. So if you have a moment, if you have the energetic capacity, your girl would really appreciate it. And also the shares on social media, the word of mouth recommendations, all of that makes such a difference. So had to plug that in. But without further ado, let's get into this conversation because I'm excited to have it. Because we're about to talk about the fact that it's bigger than you, my friend. It's bigger than you. It's bigger than me. It's bigger than us. So let's talk about it. I am so grateful to know that it's bigger than me. I am so grateful to know that it's bigger than me. And what do I mean by that? We're going to get into it. So here's what we're going to get into in this episode. I'm going to share three ways that it's bigger than you. Okay. And these are all truth. These are all facts. All right. And I'm also going to be sharing tidbits of my own personal stories in these three ways that it's bigger than you. Then we're going to get into why knowing that it's bigger than you is helpful, okay? Because it is. Then we're going to get into some reflectional prompts, all right, to expand our contemplation on this conversation. Then we're going to bring this full circle with some gratitude affirmations that I would love and I'm excited to share with you. So, y'all, I don't know if you follow me on TikTok or Instagram, but you may have noticed that I have been creating more and more reels of me sharing my reflections, me sharing some wisdom that I've gained through my spiritual practice, through my healing journey. And that has been me answering a calling that came to me earlier this year of speaking more. And that's a whole other conversation. But the reason why I'm sharing that is because I've shared a couple videos that have touched on this exact topic that we're talking about, is that it's bigger than you. And I've gotten a lot of very interesting engagement surrounding those videos. And I feel like this is an important conversation for us to be having. Really, all the conversations that have taken place in this podcast, I feel like, are important conversations for us to be having. But I don't know about y'all, but I've been getting this intuitive sense, this gut feeling that we as individuals and as a collective have been getting encouraged to expand our perspective. Right? To not be so fixated on what's right in front of us, to not be so fixated on our current circumstances and situations, and really take those moments to step back and see the bigger picture, see the grander vision, the greater plan that is taking place right now, right here in this very moment. So this conversation is that moment that we are taking with ourselves to step back and see the bigger picture, right? This is what this conversation is all about, is us expanding our perspective, our conscious awareness. Also, I just want to very quickly bring up the James Webb Telescope images. Okay, because as soon as I saw those images, I was like, if this does not expand your conscious awareness, I don't know what will. I saw this TikTok video that mentioned that just 100 years ago, we, and by we, I mean us humans, believed that we were the only galaxy in the universe. Just 100 years ago. And in one of the images, we see that there are so many galaxies in the universe. So many. And in light of us being here, having this conversation, sharing this space where we are taking that step back and seeing the bigger picture, I think that's the farthest step back that we can take, and the biggest picture that we can see are these images from the James Webb Telescope that are just so divinely just gorgeous and stunning and overwhelming all at once. So I just wanted to bring that up, and I really just encourage you to go check them out if you haven't seen them already. And if you have seen them, go check them out again. And maybe even when you find yourself, you know, being really fixated on your current circumstances, on whatever is going on in your life right in front of you, maybe make it a thing to go look at those images and remind yourself, like, wow, yeah, let me take a step back and see a bigger picture here, okay? Because it's bigger than me, all right? So three ways that it's bigger than you. You are not alone in your manifestations. Do you know how many moving parts there are for all the universe to make to help you manifest your goals and dreams? There are so many moving parts that we are not even remotely close to being aware of that take place in the manifestation of our goals and dreams. As I mentioned, I have shared a couple of videos on social media speaking on this topic that we're speaking on, and I just want to share a tidbit from one of the videos. Just because it's not happening right in front of you doesn't mean it's not happening. Just because it's taking longer than you expected doesn't mean that it's not on its way to you now. Just because it's not going according to your plan doesn't mean that it's not working out. We have to remind ourselves that there are so many moving parts to our manifestations that are out of our hands. so many plays being made that are beyond our limited perception, so many people involved in delivering our package that we're not even aware of. Again, you are not alone in your manifestations, my friend. So often we're so quick to believe that our goals and our dreams and our desires aren't going to happen for us because they're not happening the way that we imagine them to, or they're not happening when we imagine them to. Again, if it's taking longer than you expected, it doesn't mean that it's not on its way to you now. The universe, you know, if you've been putting that energy out there, you've been setting those intentions, you've been investing your time and energy as wisely as you possibly can, and you feel like you're genuinely trying your best, I can assure you that moves are being made that you don't see. Don't be so quick to count yourself out. Just because you are making the assumption, the egoic assumption, that the universe isn't counting you in. Low-key, that's a bar, okay? The universe, God, source, creator, whatever higher power it is that you believe in and pray to and are in relationship with, works on divine time, not your time. Just because it's not going according to your plan doesn't mean that it's not working out. And honestly, I feel like most of the time, life works out better than our plans. Because our plans, you have to remember, like, our plans are rooted in our limited perception, our limited imagination, and the universe, conscious awareness, this divine intelligence that is the source of life, is limitless, has no limitations, doesn't have a limited perception on what's possible for us. What would happen if we allowed that divine intelligence that created all life and that created us to flow through our lives without our resistance, without our ego creating blockages? Because we believe that we're alone in our manifestations. It's bigger than you. Another way that it's bigger than you is the truth that pursuing your dreams is not just about you living your dream life. This is the most recent video from the time that I'm recording this right now that I have shared on my socials, specifically on Instagram and TikTok, where I talk about exactly this in 1 minute and 30 seconds. That pursuing your dreams is not just about you living your dream life. And this came to me because just a few days ago, I was attending this day-long experience with thousands of other women, where we were talking about the feminine energetics of money. So many different kinds of conversations took place that day. But one thing that came up in one of the conversations is a reflection of this, that when you align with your true self, which aligns you to your authentic dreams, aligns you to your gifts, aligns you to the clarity of your purpose, those alignments are medicine to the world. Those alignments are gifts to this world. Those alignments are contributions of goodness and greatness to this world. So pursuing your dreams is not just about you living your dream life. It's also about all the healing and awakening that comes from the pursuit and the manifestation of your dreams, both for yourself, the healing and awakening that you will experience in that journey, and for the world, the healing and awakening that the world will experience from that journey of you pursuing your dreams and manifesting your dreams. And again, I'd like to clarify that I'm referring to the dreams specifically rooted to your true and authentic self. Because when we're not in alignment with our true and authentic self, we will have dreams that are rooted in our ego, that are rooted in societal conditionings, that are rooted in cultural programmings, that are not in alignment with our truth. Your dreams, your passions, your gifts, rooted in your true self, are medicine to yourself and to the world. When I shared this message on Instagram and TikTok, there were quite a few people who expressed the same or similar concerns. And the concern is, well, what if I don't know my dreams? What if I don't know my gifts? What if I don't know my purpose? What if I don't know my true self? And though I feel this could be a whole other podcast episode and conversation in and of itself, I do want to touch on this because it's important, because I feel like some of you may be listening to this and maybe thinking, okay, pursuing my dreams is not just about me living my dream life. It's bigger than me. But I don't even know what my dreams are. You are specifically referring to dreams rooted in my true and authentic self, but I don't know who my true authentic self is. And what I have to say to that is, this journey of remembering your true self, which I consider to be the spiritual journey, to me, a spiritual journey is a journey of truth, aligning to truth, remembering truth. That's why we call it, you know, a spiritual awakening. We are awakening to the truth, awakening to the illusions that we have adopted consciously and subconsciously, primarily subconsciously. A lot of people that aren't clear on their dreams, on their passions, on their gifts, aren't clear on who their true authentic self is. That is the root. The root of discovering your dreams, discovering your passions, discovering your gifts, is discovering your true authentic self. So then the primary question is, if you don't know what your dreams are, what your passions are, what your gifts are, what your purpose is, and I believe that we all have more than one purpose and that our purpose evolves as we evolve. Okay. But again, that's a whole other conversation. But the primary question is, who is my true authentic self? Because from there, I promise you, you will know and gain clarity on your dreams, your passions, your gifts, your purposes. So how do you discover, how do you gain clarity on who your true and authentic self is? And the truth is, my friend, that journey, that spiritual journey, that awakening journey to your truth and to overall divine truth begins with a lot of purification of who you are not. This is why I am such an advocate of encouraging the people to be grateful for knowing who they are not, what they don't like, which comes from making mistakes, comes from quote unquote failures, but are so incredibly powerful because it leads us to the clarity of our true and authentic selves. That journey begins with shedding illusions, detoxing yourself of the societal, cultural conditionings and programmings designed to oppress you, designed to create that fog in your mind with the intention to take away your power. I'm telling y'all, this is a whole other conversation in and of itself that we will have, okay? So hold me accountable to bring this back up and make this a whole episode in and of itself. But what I want to get clear on, and what I really just want to leave you with, is that if you feel lost when it comes to having clarity on your dreams, your purpose, your gifts, your passions, it is a reflection of you not having clarity on your true, authentic self. And that is not to make you feel bad or ashamed or guilty or down in any way, shape, or form, because we've all been there. We're all there. We're all on this journey of self-awareness, of self-discovery, of awakening. And it's a journey. It takes practice and commitment to allowing yourself to shed who you are not, which is going to be uncomfortable and is going to lead you to making mistakes and learning hard lessons. But it's going to align you to your true, authentic self. And, you know, when people ask me, how do I find my purpose? How do you know what your purpose is? How do I know what dreams to pursue? What my gifts are? Aside from the emphasis of pursuing the discovery of your true self, it's also allowing yourself to explore. That is how I discovered my true authentic self, how I'm continuing to discover my true authentic self, because this is a journey of a lifetime, of lifetimes. And you can't make discoveries without exploration. Allow yourself to explore. Allow yourself to try new things. Allow yourself to do things that make you uncomfortable, but help you grow and expand your conscious awareness, your perspective, your lens on the world. Explore your curiosities. Be willing to lean into the nudges, the callings, the curiosities of your life, the things that pique your interest. See where it takes you. And it might take you somewhere where you're like, actually, this is not what I imagined. I actually don't enjoy this. Then great. Now you know that that is not in alignment with your true authentic self. That is not in alignment with your gifts and your passions and your purpose. And that is also, you know, keep in mind that that's the truth in that moment. You may find yourself years from now revisiting that curiosity, revisiting that experience, whatever it was. And then years from now, you actually do enjoy it. And it is your purpose then. But allow yourself to explore, because again, you can't make these discoveries if you're not allowing yourself to explore and try new things. If nothing changes, everything stays the same. If you don't explore, you won't make new discoveries. Okay? So pursuing your dreams is not just about you living your dream life. Again, it's also about all the healing and awakening that will come from the pursuit and manifestations of your dreams that are rooted in your true, authentic self. And I'd like to give you an example, or a few examples in my own personal life, where this way that it's bigger than me really became clear to me. Some of you may know, some of you may not, but I actually co-founded a cultural music festival in Arizona when I was around 2021, back in late 2014, early 2015. And this has been an annual festival. So I've done it for throughout most of my 20s. I'm in my late 20s now. And I can't tell you exactly when it was, but there was a moment when I stepped back and I saw, like really, really saw, all the lives that were being impacted by me saying yes to pursuing this festival. It wasn't just about me co-founding a festival. It wasn't just about me creating my first business. It wasn't just about me manifesting a dream. Me saying yes to that pursuit of that dream led to thousands, and I'm not exaggerating, thousands of people being positively impacted by me making that one single decision. Another example is this podcast. It's not just about me creating a podcast. It's not just about me having these conversations with you, conversations with our guests. It's not just about me pursuing this dream. It's about all of you listening who are impacted by one of the podcast episodes that you listen. It's about all the guests that have come on to experience this podcast and have been positively impacted by our podcast community. It's about all that will come from the creation of this podcast that is beyond our limited perception and imagination in this now moment. Another example, I don't know if any of you are subscribed to my YouTube channel, but for over the past year, I've been sharing journaling prompt videos that are guided on a very consistent basis. I've been sharing energy readings on a weekly basis. And the kinds of messages that I've received from people watching those videos and letting me know how it's impacted their lives and their spiritual awakening healing journeys has yet again reminded me that me saying yes to the curiosity of creating a YouTube channel and finally being consistent with it is bigger than me. It's not just about me creating a YouTube channel, not just about me doing energy readings, not just about me sharing journaling prompt videos. All these examples that I just shared with you are not just about me pursuing my dreams. It has also been all the healing and awakening that has come from me pursuing these dreams, these passions, these gifts, these goals, these visions, these curiosities, these nudges from the universe, and manifesting them. And just as healing and awakening as it's been for those who have engaged with whatever I've created and shared, it's been just as healing and awakening for me too. Truly. And I pray that all of you listening to this allow yourself to experience the beauty of pursuing your dreams and seeing for yourself how it's not just about you. You deserve to allow the world to experience your gifts, to experience your true self, to experience your dreams, your passions. You really do. You really, really do. And I pray that you allow yourself to. And again, it all starts with just being willing to explore, being willing to make mistakes, being willing to try new things and test things out. And a lot of times, I'll tell you, you know, I'm someone that has so many different kinds of ideas. I'm someone that's interested in so many different things, that's curious about so many different things. And I got to the point where it was either going to debilitate me. Is that the word? Debilitate? I think so. Where it was going to like stagnate me, being overwhelmed with so many ideas and interests and curiosities. Or I could choose to just pick something and explore it and see where it takes me. And there have been so many times where I've picked an interest, I've picked an idea, I've picked a curiosity, and it led me to finding out that it's not for me, investing money into it and not making the money back. And a lot of people may take that as wasting time, wasting money. But when whatever it is that you're pursuing is leading you to the discovery and the clarity of your true self and your true dreams and your true gifts and your true passions, it is not a waste of time and it is not a waste of money, okay? And lastly, don't take it personally in relationships, okay? This is the last of the three ways that it's bigger than you that I'm sharing with you in this conversation, in this episode. Don't take it personally in relationships, okay? Sometimes, if not most of the time, we can feel completely responsible for a situation involving another person. We can feel like it's our fault. We can feel like if we had done XYZ differently, maybe we would still be in a relationship. And I'm not just talking about romantic relationships. I'm talking about business relationships, friendships, family relationships, all relationships. It's bigger than you. It's bigger than the situation at hand. It's bigger than the story that you know. When something doesn't go as planned, when a relationship doesn't go as planned or as expected, when something goes quote unquote wrong, remind yourself that it's bigger than you and don't take it personally. And I want to share a personal example to bring forth more clarity on what I mean by this, okay? I was ghosted by my ex in 2020. In the height of the pandemic, I was ghosted by someone I was in partnership with, someone who I had conversations about a future with, including marriage, including children, someone who I felt was my healthiest relationship that I'd ever experienced, a relationship with open communication, with genuine reciprocal support and love. I honestly felt like that relationship was a dream come true. I'm not even kidding, y'all. And out of the blue, I get ghosted. I took it personally, in large part because your girl, for a long time, for most of her life, has had an anxious attachment style. And I don't know if you all have studied the different type of attachment styles that there are. There's avoidant attachment, anxious attachment, secure attachment. I have been primarily an anxious attachment style person in relationships for most of my life because I've experienced a lot of quote-unquote abandonment, okay? And I would just like to share that after that experience, I entered my most profound spiritual healing awakening journey I've ever experienced in my life. And I feel like that experience really catapulted that on top of a lot of other things that went down. And like I mentioned earlier in this conversation, the pursuit of discovering your true self, gaining clarity on your true self, requires a lot of healing, a lot of exploration, and a lot of purification of who you are not. And that is how my journey began. I still consider myself to still be riding this wave of the most profound spiritual awakening healing journey of my life. And it began with a lot of shadow work. And what my shadow work primarily consisted of in the beginning was my codependency, which is a reflection of my anxious attachment style. So when I have sensed in my life that someone is distancing themselves from me, I begin to get anxious. For most of my life, it's been subconscious, right? Because it was just a pattern, a cycle that was kind of on autopilot. It would just happen. But then your girl, you know, she did her shadow work. She expanded her conscious awareness. She dove into her awakening spiritual healing journey, became aware of it, and now it became conscious, right? And so I don't know if I'm still an anxious attachment style person. I'll let you know in my next romantic partnership how that goes. But I'm really excited to experience my next partnership. Hopefully it's my last. Specifically and partly to see what all my healing has contributed to my anxious attachment. Anyways, I'm sharing all this to say that being someone who is anxiously attached in relationships has the tendency to take things personally when a relationship goes south. So when my relationship went south and I didn't have clarity, I didn't have closure, I was literally ghosted, I took it personally. I felt like I did something wrong. And it ate me up, all the way up, for months. But as I've healed and as I've awakened, I've increasingly realized the truth that it's bigger than me. Whatever went down in leading this man to ghost me is not just about me. It's bigger than me. He has his own life journey, his own life experiences, his own side of the story that I'm not aware of that led him to ghosting me and exiting our relationship the way that he did. So now I don't take it personally, and I'm so grateful for that. I'm so grateful for the acknowledgement that it's bigger than me in relationships, because it helps me understand that it is beyond my side of the story. It is beyond their side of the story that I'm aware of, because there's more to their side of the story that they haven't told me. So if there are any relationships in your life where you've taken it personally, where you've taken the breakup personally, where you've taken the fallout personally, remind yourself that it's bigger than you. Remind yourself that there's a side of the story that you don't know. Remind yourself that it's not all on you. Now, I want to make it clear that there are situations, okay? There are situations in relationships where it falls out for reasons where someone did something incredibly disrespectful, and the other person is definitely worthy of cutting the relationship off. But in specifically referring to situations similar to mine, where perhaps there isn't closure, perhaps there isn't clarity as to what happened, perhaps, you know, you thought things were going right, things didn't turn out as expected, as you thought, as you imagined, you don't really understand why, you feel like you didn't really do anything wrong, you were willing to work things out, but they weren't, whatever the case may be, don't take it personally. If you feel like there are some things that you know are to be true, that do feel personal to you and that are personal to you, then take that constructively. And what I mean by that is, let's say that I'm someone who has a really hard time expressing their self openly and honestly. Let's say I have a really hard time engaging in honest, uncomfortable conversation, and I respond to that in a really unhealthy way by being very passive aggressive. And the person I'm in relationship with has been time and time again encouraging open, honest conversation, has held space for it, and finally got to the point where they just couldn't do it anymore. So they broke off the relationship, and they specifically expressed that they can't deal with the passive aggressiveness anymore, and they really desire someone who can communicate honestly and openly. I can take that personally because I may know that to be true about myself. But even then, it's bigger than me, right? Even then, it's bigger than me. But overall, back to a similar experience that I shared with you in regards to my last partnership, again, I went months really, really taking it personally because I was so fixated on what was right in front of me. I was so fixated on my ego's limited perception on my current circumstances and situation that all I saw was I did something wrong. But then as I've healed and as I've awakened, I've been able to expand my perspective and see, again, taking that step back and seeing the bigger picture, that it's bigger than me. Hopefully, y'all, that gives you some clarity and that made sense. I feel like it did. I definitely went off on tangents here and there as I've shared these three ways that it's bigger than you. But truly, y'all, it's so important for us to really be keeping this in mind in various situations and circumstances and experiences in our lives, because really, I feel like this is highly being encouraged by the divine for us to be taking these steps back and seeing the bigger picture and acknowledging how it's not just all about us and not being so fixated, not contributing to the limitations of our beliefs and our perceptions and our lives, and continuously be expanding. So why is knowing that it's bigger than you helpful? One, it helps you realize that you're not alone. It helps you realize that it's not alone. You are not alone in your manifestations. You are not alone in the pursuit of your dreams. You are not alone in this journey called life. Okay? It's bigger than you. You are not alone. Loneliness is an illusion. Also, it helps you from feeling completely responsible for any given situation. In reference to the relationships, I am not completely responsible, like I once thought and felt I was, for how that relationship fell out. Knowing that it's bigger than you reminds you that you don't have complete control ever. And that should relieve you, right? We as individuals and as a collective have been learning a lot of lessons surrounding the truth that we don't have complete control over our life and how it unfolds. And honestly, you don't want to have complete control. Because again, if you had complete control, one, it would be really hectic and it would be very overwhelming. Two, it would be, I mean, it is impossible because it's bigger than you. It involves, you know, so many unseen movements, as I mentioned, for things to go your way, for your dreams and passions and goals to manifest. But also, if you had complete control, then your whole life would only be a reflection on your limited perception. And that's what happens when we do try to be in complete control. Our life is limited. Whereas when we allow ourselves to surrender to the divine intelligence that created all life, that is the source of life, we are on the journey of expansion. And lastly, knowing that it's bigger than you motivates you to be your true self and to pursue your dreams so that the gifts of your truth and of your dreams may contribute goodness to the world. And the truth that you pursuing your dreams and manifesting them isn't just about you living your dream life. It's also about all the people that will be positively impacted by it. Shouldn't be a truth that overwhelms you and makes you feel responsible for healing the world. Because healing the world through your dreams happens naturally when you are on that pursuit and when you are offering the gifts of your dreams. The healing and the awakening and the good contributions happen naturally. You don't have to force it. So allow that truth to just motivate you. Motivate you to be your true self and to go after your dreams, because it's going to change the world. Really. Sounds corny, but it's true. Now let's get into these reflectional prompts. Okay, these are just to kind of encourage you to keep the juices flowing. If you'd like to grab some writing materials, go ahead. But really, these are more so contemplative. How many people do I feel may be involved in the manifestation of one of my goals? If you really take a moment to reflect on just how many people may be involved in the manifestation of one of your goals, of one of your dreams, allow that reflection and that contemplation to, again, just really affirm that it's bigger than you. When I pursue my dreams and manifest my dreams, how may the world be impacted by it? And this is actually a really beautiful journaling prompt that also is a reflection and contemplation of what kind of legacy you want to leave in the world. How will the world be impacted by your dreams? This is a really beautiful prompt to reflect on. And lastly, as I reflect on a past relationship that ended, why am I not completely responsible for the ending? How did their own life journey and experiences play a role in our ending? This is definitely a prompt that your girl needed when she was ghosted. Oh man, I'm so grateful that I can laugh at that now. Not that it was funny at all, but oh man, I'm just so grateful to arrive to this point where I feel comfortable enough to actually talk to you all about it. Now let's get into these gratitude affirmations to bring this conversation, this episode, full circle to a close. I encourage you to repeat these affirmations after I share them with you. If they resonate with you, if they feel good to you, I encourage you to write them down if they do feel good to you. I am grateful to know I am not alone in the manifestation of my dreams. I am grateful to know I am not alone in the manifestation of my dreams. I am grateful for all the living beings and spiritual beings that guide and support me in the manifestation of my dreams. I am grateful for all the living beings and spiritual beings that guide and support me in the manifestation of my dreams. I am grateful that my true self and the dreams of my true self bring forth medicine and contribute goodness to the world. I am grateful that my true self and the dreams of my true self bring forth medicine and contribute goodness to the world. I am grateful to know that I have a greater purpose beyond my limited perception and imagination. I am grateful to know that I have a greater purpose beyond my limited perception and imagination. I am grateful for the grace and compassion I am worthy of gifting myself, as I acknowledge that when some of my relationships end, there's more to the story that I may not be aware of. I am grateful for the grace and compassion I am worthy of gifting myself, as I acknowledge that when some of my relationships end, there's more to the story that I may not be aware of. I am grateful to know that it's bigger than me. I am grateful to know that it's bigger than me. Community, this is yet another beautiful conversation in the books. If you have gotten to this point of the episode and you listened to the whole episode, thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for being here. I truly value and appreciate your time and energy. There's so many other things that you could be listening to, that you could be engaging with, and yet you are here. I'm so grateful for our alignment. I pray that you are walking away from this conversation with greater clarity and confidence and comfort. And again, if you enjoyed this episode, if you enjoy this podcast, head on over to Apple Podcasts, search the Starting with Gratitude page, scroll down, see the stars and comment box waiting for you to share a rating and review, and share your honest thoughts and reflections on this podcast. How has it made you feel? How has it impacted you? Why do you recommend it? And aside from rating and review, again, word of mouth goes a long way. Social media shares go a long way. I really look forward to continue journeying through expansion together. And I look forward to speaking with you, to engaging in conversation with you in the next episode. Peace, blessings, so much love and gratitude. Your girl, your host, Jocelyn.